Welcome to Left and Soft Podcast, episode 33. Another
beautiful
day.
Yeah. How you guys doing today?
Another live stream.
One in the books.
Yeah, another one. We've done like what, five so far? Done a couple. I got a couple under my belt. I know you streamed on the channel sometimes.
You know, sometimes. Looking to do more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see where that heads. But today,
do the traditional intro. Intro.
I was going to say, today, of course, you got to get all the plugs out of the way, right? Of course, if you're watching on YouTube right now and you haven't seen our channel before, subscribe. If you're watching the VOD on YouTube, subscribe. Our Twitter account right now, currently suspended still. It's been like 3 weeks, but you know, what are you going to do about it, you know?
Hey, 3 weeks and many emails.
Twitter, you can't have one. But
it's because they're you know, anti-free speech, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're scared bullshit. Of us.
They're censoring us.
So maybe we might make a temporary Twitter soon, who knows. Of course, Patreon. We have a $2 Patreon a month. Caleb, have you found 8 quarters on the floor before?
I have found in my ass 8 quarters before. Exactly. I may have put them there, but the point is like, it's not that much. You know what?
Exactly.
For 8 quarters, you can buy not even 2 McDoubles. You know what I mean? Like, it costs, 12 quarters plus tax to buy 2 McDoubles. So if you can afford 2 McDoubles, you can afford to subscribe to us on Facebook.
Exactly. And if you're a rich, reformed capitalist, we have a $5 patron tier. And of course, you know, it won't get you any more benefits, but... you know, we'll love you a lot, and I'll think about you before I go to bed.
Yep. The content will always be free, but we appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, I want to thank our patrons, Grunt980, Payton, James, Zachary. Thank you so much for your constant support to the Left and the South Podcast Patreon. And if you're wondering, how can I get my name spoken by David and or Caleb? All you have to do is just donate 2 measly dollars to the Patreon, and you get benefits like Discord and us shouting out your name constantly in every
and
episode.
Special content too. I mean, there is we post
early
infrequently
access.
But there is technically special content on there. There's stuff
access.
On there that we've never released, like the ARG stuff.
Yeah, we got
that's never been publicly released.
Yeah, it's only on the Patreon. ARG content. Pretty sure there's a clip that's only on Patreon, the brain in a jar clip.
Oh yeah,
it's a good conversation.
That's
so,
a great clip.
If you want to get this access to the content, patreon.com/leftinthesouth. But with that out of the way, Caleb, I want to ask you, how are you doing on this beautiful day?
You know, I have had an eventful day. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I studied for my economics exam, and I did okay on it. I got like a C, which is better than I was expecting because I did not really study.
C gets you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take it. So, yeah. I mean, other than that, I'm doing great, man. There's a lot of shit going on in the world right now, though. That's quite upsetting. So the tone of this episode might go like this.
I mean,
throughout the episode,
I mean, the news
or
are
wait.
Just always depressing. I mean, let's be real.
I have to say, I'm pointing in a downward way for all of our audio only listeners. I forgot they can't see me.
Yeah, but unless they tune into the live stream happening at Left and South YouTube.
Yeah, but how have you been doing, man? I know you just woke up from a beautiful siesta. How are you doing?
Just woke up like 40-50 minutes ago. But I woke up early in the morning. I just been it was more of a nap, you know. Want to get fully rested for the stream, have full high octane energy for the stream.
Yeah.
But I'm doing good. Like I started this keto diet, so like I'm shitting water now.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Keto?
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried, but then I'm like, you know what? Bread's just so fucking good, bro. And I work
right?
at like a pizza place.
I can't give it up, man.
So it's like, GG, bro.
Yeah.
But
well,
I mean,
support
other than
you.
That, you know, finally got some like my textbook shit. Finally arrived in the mail after.
Yo, don't flash the fucking code on the street.
I covered it up.
Okay.
Finally
professional
got that
streamer,
shit.
By the way.
$140 bucks, like plus shipping, $14. Fucking yeah.
Such a, not only a scam, but also a fucking waste. They mailed you a piece of paper with a number on it instead of just sending you the number.
I was so fucking tilted. I'm like, yo, listen, professor, I didn't know we needed this for the class because last semester I didn't need this shit, but apparently now I do. And yeah, he's like, all right, bro, you can just do it, you know, once you get it. I didn't expect it to take 3 fucking weeks, so I have some labs to catch up on. But I mean, other than that, man, I'm doing fucking fine. Been watching Lucifer, that cop buddy show you recommended.
Yeah, I feel bad for recommending that because I mean it's good, but it's just like
I think the story is interesting. Like the like fuck the cop shit. I like when they're talking about, you know, like the angels and the fucking demons and devils and like fallen angels and shit. I think that's more interesting than anything.
I like the devil shit. Not gonna lie, Stefan, sorry, says McDoubles for all who want them. Why do you think we're communists, friend? It's exactly what we want. McDoubles for everyone. McDoubles. Every worker, a member of the McDouble board, so to speak.
Exactly.
But yeah. Oh, do you mind if I lead us into our first topic today?
Go ahead.
Because we were talking about school, so I just want to like kind of cruise into this topic. My school today, that I go to, University of Tennessee, had a talk about the effects of COVID-19 on the, what did they say? Like, the effects of COVID-19 on people of color. That was the name of the talk. So, I mean,
Did you attend this?
I did attend this. Yes, I did. And I have to say, like, I shouldn't need to say how hypocritical it is for, like, a liberal institution like UT to point out the fact that people of color are suffering systematically. It's quite hypocritical of them. But let's just cast that aside because, you know, I just wanted to go. I wanted to talk. The dean of students was going to be there, and she was there. And I thought, you know, what a great opportunity to go and call her a piece of shit to her face. So I showed up, and all we talked about the whole time is how, like, oh, actually, black people have been suffering since basically, well, there actually is no start date, and there also is no end date. It's just like eternal human suffering, and COVID is really just making it worse, and that's it. And that's how the talk just ended, basically. Like, they gave us 10 minutes, maybe, to speak, and I only got to say one thing, and they interrupted me at one point and wouldn't let me, like, finish my point. The only point I got across, which was a great point, because everyone kept, like, mentioning it the whole time. Basically, all I said was this. I said, someone brought up the point that if we all, you know, make our voices heard and tell the administration like how upset we are, then they can't possibly ignore us. Like if we protest the government, they can't possibly ignore us. And I made the simple point that actually they can ignore us and they are ignoring us right now. I mean, we wouldn't be here at school if the university administration couldn't ignore us, because obviously the point is that they can't, and so can the government. And it was so ironic and hilarious. Like, I couldn't hold myself from rolling my eyes. And the guy, one of the hosts, who's an assistant to the dean of students, says, Caleb, that was a fantastic point, and it's going to stick with me for a long time. And then he goes on to talk about, like, some methods by which we can make change. And I'm like, I just can't believe that you don't realize I'm talking about you right now. Like, you are the administration that I'm talking about. Like, the people who are ignoring me, that's you right now. I couldn't believe every time after that, because that was such a common talking point. Like, people were like, they can't ignore us. They can't ignore us. And then once I had my turn to speak, every person after that, like, they would be about to say they can't ignore us. And then they would catch themselves and be like, oh, I guess they can, technically. But then they would never go further than that. I'm like, okay, so what next? Like, after they ignore us, then what? And of course, the answer is like maybe violence, right? Or maybe something else, something more heinous, right?
You should become the new dean.
Exactly, that's my point.
Who's gonna stop you?
Yeah, I just it was so enlightening, and like there was not that this matters, but there was like one black person there, like other than the dean of students, who's black herself. Not that white people can't have discussions about race. Like, I don't mean to imply that, but I just found it very like funny, like because liberals are very into that like representation thing where they're like, how dare you speak to a black man about what it's like to be black? And then there was like one black person there, so I found that kind of funny. But yeah, I don't know. I probably won't go to another one of those. I felt like I got nothing out of it. No one listened to me. They didn't let me speak. It was like 2.5 fucking hours.
Damn, you sat through the
and we had like
thing?
A we had like a group discussion part too, and there was this one nursing student who I brought up the point that like the biology of black and white people are different. And my point was not that like black and white people are different, like a race realist thing. I was making the point that like, because black people are second class citizens, like their health is very different. Like as a group, you can look at black people and then look at white people. And there's an average, there's a different average for both groups because they're second class citizens. And that was my point. But then she went for like 25 minutes talking about how like, well, that's an exaggeration, but for a few minutes talking about how like, actually, black people aren't different than white people. I'm like, obviously, I know that. That's not the point I'm making. I'm making the point that their class is different. They're of a different class than us. Not that they're biological. I tried, but they like couldn't understand it.
It sounds like you were saying like white people are just smarter than black people.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I get what she thinks I was trying to say, and I disagree with that too. But that's obviously not what I was trying to say. You know. I don't know, like in a conversation about the systematic effects of like racism in America, like you really think I'm making the point that like, oh, black people are just different. That's why they get racism against them. You know, of course not. Idiotic point. But anyway, yeah, I'll invite you to the next one.
Yeah. Like just set me down on a laptop, put me in a chair.
Yeah. We need some more like minority representation. Mm. So I think it'll be good for you. Mm. Yeah.
I don't attend this school, but listen to what I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what are they gonna do? Tell you no? That I always love like
laptop on me.
Yeah, because like, well, that would be the thing. Like, they can't deny you. You're a minority. Like, that's the downfall of like liberal identity politics. Mm-hmm. Is like, if you convince yourself like, oh, I can never have an opinion about this because I'm white or whatever, then you get led to a situation where like you could come on and just say whatever, and it wouldn't matter because like you're a minority, right?
QAnon, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
GG. What are you gonna do, white liberal? Whitey. Alright.
What are you gonna deny me?
Fuck, bro. But I wanna hit this first topic that we got on the agenda here. Apparently, the whistleblower. Actually, you probably know more about this. I don't know anything about this. So how about you start this off?
This is a huge story. This is probably the most heinous thing that has happened in the past 6 months. And that's not a joke, even with COVID going on. Like, in Georgia, at this ICE facility, I don't know if I should say her name, but I think I'm going to anyway because it's like national news. But her name is Dawn Wooten. She was a nurse who worked at the ICE facilities in Georgia, and she was responsible for like dealing with like patients, aka prisoners, who were in this facility. And she came to realize that there were like hundreds of women there. Or, almost every woman that she interacted with basically had a hysterectomy, which is an operation in which they remove your uterus, which means you can't give birth anymore. And it's usually done for things like I forget the name of this illness right now, but like there's this thing where you get like cysts in your ovary. Sometimes they'll have to do a hysterectomy on you if you have that. And there's some other reasons, like if you have a really bad infection or something. But in this case, the hysterectomies were being done for no medical reason. And the doctor who was doing it is known there as the uterus collector. Like, he's known.
On the black market?
I don't know. Fuck, man. I don't know. Like, I guess he's just cruel as fuck.
Like, the uterus is, like, in a jar, like, in their house, yeah. Like, on shelves.
Like a fucking alien specimen.
Yeah, like, above the, on the mantle of the fireplace, and they just sit back and watch it. Like,
yeah. Damn. I don't know, man. I guess. But it's fucking weird. And it's cringe and very concerning. Yeah, in Georgia, right? That's the thing, is like originally, like I know during the Obama years, it's not true that there were none, but like in the Obama years, they were more concentrated on the border. But like as Trump's presidency has gone on and ICE has been expanded, like you're seeing ICE facilities in places that like aren't near the border. Like people aren't walking to Georgia from Mexico, you know what I mean? Like, or not usually. It's very strange to me. And
it's weird. I mean, they did do like they like just recently arrested. I think we talked about last podcast. Like they arrested a lot of illegal immigrants. Just like if they committed a crime, like no crime committed. So yeah, they're
right.
Just expanding.
Yeah. And the justification is that like, well, they're automatically criminals because they're here illegally, which is true in the eyes of the law, but much like, in my opinion, much like resisting arrest shouldn't be able to be like your only crime, I don't think like illegally immigrating should be able to be your only crime either.
Yeah,
because
right.
Like, why is immigration bad?
Right? Like, you should like, be I don't punished understand. For wanting a better life for you and your children.
Right. Yeah. And the idea that, oh, they're coming here to just, like, it's not a better life for them. It's, like, a better life that we've created. They're coming here to steal it. I mean, that's just bullshit. That's just fucking, like, white supremacy bullshit. I genuinely don't know a good argument to, like, prevent immigration. I don't know one. Because even, like, conservative economists, like, oh, Jesus, I can't remember his name right now. Right, like, even conservative economists who I can't remember the name of right now agree with me that immigration is a net positive for the economy. So there's really no argument to be made.
Yeah, and the only
it's also just morally right.
Yeah, the only people it affects is the newest immigrants that it affects, not even, right. like, wealthy white people.
Yeah, because, and that makes perfect sense, because they're not competing with, like, managers. They're competing with, like, fucking low-skill laborers, yeah. like high school dropouts, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, it's a time of the show where Dougley's Discord connects, and he's back.
Hello? Yo.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Not that they don't need jobs either, but the point is that, like, the negative effects are far outweighed by the positive effects, so, I don't know. This hysterectomy shit, though, from the ICE facility, like, it's unbelievable, and as a result, New Yorkers have been storming the facilities in New York, and, like, I saw a video on Twitter of, like, dozens of people, like, storming the fucking facility and screaming and shouting, like, Black Lives Matter, fucking all immigrants free, or whatever the fuck, I can't remember, but yeah. Wow. What do you think about the idea that we should just violently free all these people? In a video game.
In a video game. I mean, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, like, these people are being punished for, you know, even no reason. But, like, even the ones who, right. like, commit crime or, like, the ones that are dangerous, right? Like, they do it out of necessity. Like, whether right. it be, like, they stole something or were selling drugs. Like, I mean, they're just doing what they have to do to survive. And you can't really blame them for that.
Yeah. And like, the forced hysterectomy shit, like I read this heart-wrenching story.
That's just weird.
Right, like, what do they gain? It is some
Nazi shit.
Because what do we stand to gain from it? Like, I guess they can't have a child, like an anchor baby. Like, that's not a real thing, but to use their language, right?
Yeah, that's some weird shit. Like, you know, it's like they don't want them to have kids anymore.
Yeah, and, like, I read this terrible heart-wrenching story of a person who was there who talked to this nurse, Dawn Wooten, who said, like, she asked the doctor, like, what did he even do to me? Like, what did he do? Like, why did this happen? What are the effects? Like, she didn't even know what was happening to her. Like, she had her uterus removed, didn't even know why or for what, like, what the effects were on her body. And the nurse had to tell her, like, yeah, you're not going to be able to have kids. Like, so this person came to America, was arrested and basically fucking enslaved for no reason and forcibly sterilized. And now she gets to go home to her home country, back to her shitty life, and then also tell her fucking partner that they can't have kids now because, I guess,
got stolen.
Whatever. Yeah, like, it's seriously bad. I think at this point, like, it's...
They didn't, like, raid the New York facility and, like, find, like, a shelf of uteruses and, like...
Right, yeah. Balls. I don't know how common it is in other places. Like, I'm guessing that it's common everywhere, but they just happen to get caught in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very concerning. I think, like, in terms of violently freeing them, it's very hard for me to justify not doing it at this point. Like, I almost feel like we're complacent, like, complicit in this thing unless we do something. It's very concerning to me. I don't know what the answer is, though. I mean, I can't tell people on the show to go fucking shoot up an ICE facility because that's not going to work. You're not going to gain anything from it, and you're probably just going to die for nothing. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, like, it's crimes against humanity. So
yeah, it definitely is. Hopefully this shit quit, but I don't think this shit ain't going to quit.
Yeah.
But Trump's, you know, Trump's still trumping. And I want to talk about this more Nazi shit. Apparently, yeah. this is fresh. I was sleeping when this happened.
Yeah.
Trump Youth, the 1776 Commission executive order. Go ahead and talk about that again.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of information right now, but it's a lot like the Hitler Youth shit. I mean, the comparison is totally fair. Like, Trump is talking about how liberal institutions are tarnishing the reputation of America by bringing up basically slavery all the time. Like, that he specifically referenced slavery. He said, like, if you look at things through a race lens, which I don't know what that means, but he says, if you look at things through a race lens, then of course America's going to look bad. You have to look at the good things that we've done. It's like, which one? Which good thing? I don't know. But very interesting. I'm probably going to have to like homeschool my kids now, I guess, because I'm not sending them to a fucking, you know, Trump Youth America school. It already makes me uncomfortable, like, doing the pledge, even, you know? Do you remember doing that in high school?
Did you
have that at your school? That's a thing everywhere, right?
I think I stopped.
Yeah, like, I stopped doing it.
If the teacher wasn't, like, weird about it, like, I don't think I did it.
Yeah, I didn't do it in any class except for ROTC because it was, like, a military class and I didn't want to get in trouble, which is kind of cringe, but...
Yeah, I was literally thinking about the other day. I was like, it'd be, like, because the pledge is, like, so weird. I feel like you can make, like, a creepy, like, video, just, like, slow the pledge down, like, have it at the end.
Yeah.
Like talking about the United States of how, like, cult-like, like, the nationalism is, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, people fucking go crazy.
People look at us like we're insane for doing that, by the way. Like, that's not a normal thing. I know a lot of people here, like, think it's not a big deal and think it's normal. It's not normal at all. It's very strange. And other countries look at that and think, wow, that's fucking weird. Mm. But yeah, like I said, I mean, what are your other options? Like, if you don't want to send your kid to fucking Trump school, I guess, yeah, you have to like homeschool them or send them to a private school or whatever. Not like we have the resources for that, but I don't know if I'm comfortable sending my kids to school here anymore, honestly. Like, if it keeps going down this way, but we'll see. We'll probably update you guys on this Trump youth shit, like, as more information comes out. Because honestly, like, what does this even mean? He created the 1776 commission, which, by the way, cringe fucking name. And like, he just vaguely said, like, we're gonna,
man. It's like,
right, like, patriotic. What does America. That mean exactly?
I don't know. It's weird. It's definitely weird. I don't know if it's like, there's no way this, like, they just stopped teaching about, like, you know, the Civil War and like slavery. There's just no way.
I mean, they won't stop teaching about it, but I'm concerned that they'll like start slanting it in a more like better light for us, right?
Like slavery.
Because we already do that.
Like, I just don't know how they like downplay like just like slavery.
Oh, you'll see. Like, you can go ahead. They'll come up with something,
slaves,
man. Like,
they lived very comfortably. They had places to
dude,
sleep.
You're telling me you don't think that they can come up with something? The same country that taught us that the Native Americans literally taught us how to grow corn and became best friends with us and like we lived happily ever after. We have a holiday called Thanksgiving that is a farce, a lie created to convince people that the Native Americans were like our buddies. You know what I mean? You don't think that they can come up with something to justify slavery? I don't know, man. Maybe.
What enough time?
We'll see. Yeah.
But 9/11, don't forget. But slavery, go ahead and forget that one.
We should skip this New Zealand topic, by the way.
Okay.
Editor's note.
Editor's note. It's not there anymore. Okay. But so if we're skipping that topic, we head into the top black Democrat. I don't know why that's important. Jim Clyburn attacks god-awful AG Bill Barr for comparing coronavirus lockdowns to slavery.
Yeah, this is what happens when you copy-paste a headline, David. Top black Democrat.
Right?
Yeah, Jesus, man. The comments that Barr made, like,
what do you say,
tone-deaf as fuck. I don't know exactly what he said, but he said something along the lines of like the nation locking down is the worst human rights violation since slavery. Like that's more or less what he said. What a dumbass thing to fucking say, man.
It's so weird, like, because like the last pandemic we had was like 100 years ago, and like how do we
almost just, exactly,
it's like we forgot how to like handle it. I wonder like what will happen in the next 100 years when there's like another pandemic. Are we just gonna forget like how to handle it again, and are we just gonna like,
is it gonna be even worse?
Anti-maskers or like still, because there was anti-maskers in 1919 during the Spanish flu,
but not nearly as many as there are now. Though it's far more ideologically charged now, I would say, than it was back then. I want to talk about my ignorance a little bit. I was looking at some photos from 1918, and people were wearing masks. And I idiotically had the thought, like, oh, I didn't know they knew to wear masks back then. But it wasn't that fucking long ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was a long time ago, but they knew about germs and shit back then. Like, yeah, like the idea that we've devolved from there to like here where we are now and basically learn nothing and also become more fascist is very, It's depressing. I don't know what else to say.
It's I don't know. It's like, how do you compare it to slavery? It's like it.
Like, yeah. Just in what ways is it like slavery?
Yeah. What? That like.
Yeah.
Like you have to do something.
Which part?
it like you have to like stay out, and so it's like, God, dude, having laws is just like slavery.
Right.
Like we should just abolish all the laws then, right?
I guess the implication is that like, oh, you're not allowed to do something that you want to do, which is like slavery. But that's true all the time. You can't drive them 200 miles an hour. You can't kill anyone you want. You can't like fuck anyone you want.
I really wanted to murder this guy this week, but thank God the laws are in place because I would have done it.
Yeah, the idea that like the only reason you don't kill people is because you'll go to jail. Like that's such a weird conservative point.
That's all the Republicans. You goddamn, you fucking liberals are sure goddamn lucky these laws are holding me back.
Right. The law and order Republicans. Shit, man. I mean, Democrats say the same shit sometimes about more. Usually it's more about financial shit, though, because Democrats aren't brave enough to say, like, oh, I would kill people if it wasn't illegal. Yeah. So they'll say, like, oh, I'd rob a bank.
I can't believe that there's still not another stimulus check in my bank account. Like,
yeah.
Where is that shit at? Like, apparently Nancy Pelosi, they're like, we're sitting in the House until we get a deal done. But the fucking, obviously, the Republicans, they want to push all this extra shit, right? Give businesses more tax cuts. And, you know, I just want health care. You know? I just want to pay rent.
David, it's time for your dick flattening.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. It's fucked. Yeah, man. Hopefully.
Like, I don't know. I'm so surprised they haven't done anything. Like, didn't you think that they were going to at least do something?
Like, I thought.
You know, like anything.
Like, Trump is like, I feel like giving free money to people will do super well for your votes.
He's even said as much. I think he said something along the lines of, like, I want to do more stimulus. And, like, he'll often, like, try to pretend, like, it's the Democrats stopping him. Mm. But, like, that's obviously
Democrats.
Not true. Yeah. Because they won't give him, like, 10%, you know, fucking highest marginal tax cut in addition to the stimulus. I don't know. I guess. But who knows? It's very hard to imagine, like, what it would be like to be someone who really fucking needs that $1,200, you know what I mean? Like, I'm lucky that I can make it, I guess. Not that I'm rich or anything, but I at least have food and fucking water and shelter. It's so crazy that we're potentially facing, like, millions of people not having a home, not having access to all the food and water they need, or basic medical care. I don't know. Very weird. Very weird.
Yeah. And it's, like... It's honestly, like, just, like, because people, like, it's so sad that, like, you know, people, like, can't even, like, afford medication, like, life-saving medication that they need because they don't, you know, they don't have any cash flow coming in, you know, this government's not helping them, you know.
Yeah, and then when they order the medicine, it gets there 2 months late because USPS has no funding.
Yeah, because, you know, oh God, dude, November, I don't know what's going to happen in November after, you know. Because no matter who wins, both sides are going to claim that something's up.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that that's like a real possibility? Like Trump is going, because he's mentioned several times that he wants to have a third term. Like he's used the words like, I'm owed a third term because of how I was treated. I think we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, the first one didn't count.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely talked about this. Do you think that's actually a possibility or no?
I think he's going to try to say something was up, but, like, I don't think our military is going to, like, go with him on a coup or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't think that the military would support a coup, but I wonder if, like, something less than a coup is possible. Because, like, if it were the case that he tried to do this and no one stopped him, it's like, well, then no one, like, who else would stop him, you know? Like, if no one in power stops him and the military doesn't stop him, which they won't, then who would? I don't know. It's not like no president has served more than two terms. It's not like,
think, like
it's unheard of.
If Biden wins and takes office, like, you know how like Iran wants Donald Trump because, you know, he committed a crime over there.
Right.
Do you think Biden could just like give them?
He Trump could. It's not illegal. Right. Yeah, he could. Fuck, man. I mean, like, because I mean, in theory, like what he did is a fucking war crime.
Right.
Like, I mean, he should be probably like executed in the fucking Hague for what he did. So. I mean, why not, right? We don't extradite people to Iran in general, but I mean, it's an option. He could do it if he wanted to. Yeah. I think it would require like more than, like, I don't think he could just do it on a whim. Like, it would require more than that, but but it's not impossible. Also don't extradite people to China usually either. So, like, you know, any crimes he commits against China also probably won't matter. Any crimes that Trump commits against, like, foreign countries basically doesn't matter, which is why I think he wants to be president forever. Like, I think his goal is, like, be president until I die of a heart attack. Right, because he can't, like, if he gets out and all the shit comes back to bite him, it's like, ooh, that's not going to be fun.
Guys,
and he doesn't have long.
Until I die. Yeah, I mean, like, how is he, like, what, 102?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, like, 70-something. He weighs, like, 400 pounds. And he's, like, 6-foot-something. I mean, he doesn't have much longer.
Cronin took his brother. It's only a matter of time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Corona took, one brother. Alcoholism took the other one. Fuck, man. What's going to kill Trump? It's going to be some, like, tropical disease that hasn't existed since, like, 1831.
He got the wrong tanning solution. You know, it was a little too much, and he dies from, like, over-tanning.
Yeah, mercury poisoning from licking too many doorknobs.
Yeah. But I want to talk about the coronavirus vaccine. Because I think we talked about this a little bit on the other episode. But I think there's a genuine concern on who will take the vaccine. First, I want to ask you, are you going to take the vaccine if there's a coronavirus vaccine by the end of this year?
No, not if it's by the end of this year. Absolutely not. I don't trust, and like, not to agree with Biden, but we've talked about this before. So technically he agreed with me. But I think I said in a previous episode, like, it's not that I'm against vaccines. It's that I'm against the administration that's creating this one. And I don't think that's changed. Like, historically, vaccines take more than a year to make. Like, the idea that it's not impossible, it's not unimaginable that we could create one faster, especially in a time like this. But that being said, like, I'm not excited at the idea of, like, taking a vaccine that I'm not totally aware of the potential side effects, you know? Like, so not that vaccines are bad in general, but, like, this one needs testing. Every vaccine needs testing, of course.
I'll definitely also wait, but I think the next question to ask yourself is, when is it time to take the coronavirus vaccine?
I think that, like, it's not a matter of time. It's more a matter of research. Like, I think that there has to be, I have to have, like, multiple sources from multiple institutions that I trust that all say, like, we've done our own independent research and we believe that this is safe. Because then if it's true that it's not safe, it's like, what more could I have done? You know, like, at least then it's like, I'm not just taking it on a whim. I feel like because sometimes things go wrong and it's impossible to foresee. But, like, you can't say, oh, how could we have ever imagined this happen? If you don't do any testing, you don't do adequate testing, then you're just flying in the dark. You're not actually, it's not a surprise. You just didn't do the work. And I'm concerned about that. So,
yeah. Well, I'm still worried about, like, if Trump wins.
Would you take it?
I mean, I don't know. If Trump wins again, like, next term, like, if he wins his next term, and, like, I think people will still not be open to taking this vaccine if Trump's still in office.
I think so. I think, like, judging by how politicized the mask stuff is, what's, like, do you think liberals are any different than conservatives? Like, if Trump releases a vaccine, even if it's 100%, like, amazing, and it cures cancer and COVID, and, like, makes your dick grow 6 inches long, like,
damn,
still people would politicize it, just like they do with masks. I don't think that anyone is immune to that kind of thing, even people who are, like, leftists or liberals. I'm not immune to it either. But, like, I think that it is reasonable to want the vaccine to be tested sufficiently. You know, that's not an unreasonable thing to want. I think that it's dangerous to deny all science. But in this case, like, there's a clear history that this, like, fascist fucking government that we have is willing to lie and do things that aren't ethical. So, you know, why test the vaccine on yourself? You know, let other people test it. Some people are going to get it. Like, Trump fan. If Trump were to, like, endorse
the
vaccine.
Live on cam.
Right, yeah. If he did that, all of his supporters would get it tomorrow or the next day, right? So, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, that could help with, like, herd immunity. Like, reducing all of his anti-mask supporters and, like, libertarian people, like, getting them vaccinated would actually be a great way to reduce it for us as well. So, you know, maybe we don't even need to get the vaccine if enough people get it. So hopefully Trump pushes that really hard.
Yeah, I mean, like, but still, like, people don't even wear the mask properly still. Like I fucking hate it. Like, I work, unfortunately, currently during this corona season. and people come into the store with a mask on, but then like they'll come to like talk to me, and then they're like, "So this is what this is what I want." It's so
fucked. Pull that shit down. Yeah, I hate like yeah. the one I hate
Why
the most.
Why are you wearing it then?
Right. That is almost as bad as the people who just wear it like below their nose is sticking out. I'm like, why the fuck is your giant schnoz sneaking out of the mask? You're not doing shit. Right. You're not doing anything. It's no different than not wearing a mask unless you're like medically unable to breathe through your nose. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking wild, man. And it's such a basic and obvious thing. You would think people are smarter than that, but they're not. They're actually stupid.
Nope. And recently in Florida, there was like this thing where like a group of like anti-mask protesters was like running through Target with like their masks. They're like, they're playing music. They're like, "Everyone, take off your mask!" And it's like,
that's so
and
funny.
It's like they're playing the song, "We Can't Stop the Fire." You know, that one's like,
yeah.
Oh God, bro.
We didn't
in Florida,
stop the
by the
fire.
Way. Fuck, dude. Yeah, I hate living here, man.
Dude, you're saying that, but bro, I saw something similar in Tennessee. There was like a school board meeting where this guy was sitting at the front of the meeting with no mask, and the police had to come and remove him. And all the people in the room were supporting him. They're like, "Why are you?" They're all wearing masks, and they're like, "Why are you removing him? He's sitting away from everyone." It's like, why do you wear the mask? Like, if you're going to bat for anti-maskers, why not just take the mask off yourself? I don't understand. Like, I've seen so many people who wear masks because I guess they fear the social backlash of not wearing it.
Good.
But like in reality, they don't believe in that shit. They're just too cowardly to take it off. They're too much of a coward themselves to actually do it. But they support people who don't wear it. It's really fucking weird to me. Because if it were me, I would just take the fucking mask off. I'd be proud to do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and wear a mask like a cuck if I think that it's not working. Like, God, cowards. Have a spine for what you believe in, man. Why do you think I have this flag? True. I'm not embarrassed by that shit. Anyway.
No, for sure. Fucking, like, there's a lot, like, so many different, like, yeah, I get that, too. Like, even, like, when the person has the mask off and I'm serving them, like, usually if they have something to talk about, like, "Yeah, it's so hard to breathe in this mask," or like you can't interact with people the same anymore because you can't read their face, you know.
Oh my God, like, I don't know if you remember from really early.
There must be more autistic people in the United States than we think. Like, that's why it's a spectrum. Right?
You think?
Because
oh
like,
yeah, I
100% people like
yeah.
that. You know, they're like, I can't read someone. Like, you can't talk to people if you can't see their facial expressions. Like,
I think it's a red herring though. Like, cause remember early on there was the video of this person breaking down in like a Walmart
parking lot.
Talking about how like they couldn't see people's face and couldn't read their emotions and make genuine human connections. It's a red herring. It's just a bullshit excuse to not wear it. Cause they're too cowardly to admit that they don't want to wear it because they don't believe in it or for whatever reason.
Like,
yeah,
I have a medical condition and I can't.
Right.
What medical?
Those laminated cards that are like, according to the HIPAA, it's a HIPAA violation for you to ask me to wear a mask.
And,
like, do you even know what the fuck HIPAA is?
Personally,
yeah.
And I hate those people because they attack the individual, like not the company. They don't go after the company. They go after the worker, and that pisses me off.
As
the
if
most
I'm
because,
making the choice,
because of course that person is going to be scared. They're like, "Well, I don't want to get sued. I don't have any fucking money," and like this person's saying a lot of big words, and I'm be inclined to believe them. And that's the most fucked shit ever. That, like,
it's so stupid, too, because they're not doing
liable,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to feed my family. Like, I'm here for 8 hours. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Epoch Philosophy says, "I would rather take a vaccine via China than the U.S. Totally agreed. Because, like, they're probably going to collaborate with other countries who I trust more than I trust my own government. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of faith that their research is probably going to be publicly available, whereas I don't have that same, I don't think that that's likely to happen with the U.S. Maybe I'm wrong, and I would like to be wrong, because I would love to take the vaccine as soon as possible and resume my normal life. But I have to agree with Epoch Philosophy. Like, my government is the one I trust the least, pretty much. So maybe that's just because I live here, though. Who knows?
Yeah. Elalo Ranger.
Who?
Says, this person who just commented.
Oh.
Says, "I'm at work, so I can't stick around, but I just wanted to say y'all are great and keep up the grind." Yo, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, brother.
This person was in one of my streams that I was doing when I was reacting, being a React Andy. So I want to say, of course, fucking appreciate the support, man. Love you. But,
And by the way, brother is a gender neutral term for me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Just saying.
I was talking just the other day, like, man, I call everyone brother and like bro,
yeah,
like a lot, and like I don't mean for like to like ever like misgender anybody. Like these are gender terms to me, but like if someone ever gets offended, obviously I'll stop. Like I won't call bro.
Right. Yeah, that's how I feel about it too. You know, but like, I always like have to preface it.
Yeah, bro, dude, brother, like they don't mean. They're just I just call people that. I call my girlfriend.
Yeah. Speaking
bro.
Of bros and dudes, by the way, I want to say. Thank you for all the support, everyone. Mm. But my toilet is now fixed. I took my first shower after like a week. I was able to shit in a toilet instead of a bucket for the first time. It felt great, dude. The porcelain on my ass cheeks, it caressed me in such a way that I never knew that I would miss it until it was gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also
wasn't pleasant.
No, it was not pleasant. You know what was even less pleasant was cleaning all the human feculence out of the bottom of my shower on my hands and knees. Literally, I was on my hands and knees. No gloves or anything because I don't have that shit. I'm not going to buy gloves just to clean my toilet. So that was fun. But hey, it's clean now. So it's probably cleaner now than it was before the fucking shit backed up into it because I'm lazy and don't clean
it. Didn't you have to pay like $200 before? Like, didn't you say you had to pay $200 when they were like looking at the toilet? And just to tell you?
No, luckily we didn't have to pay anything. So that's good. But it, I mean, like our landlord could have tried to make us pay, and I mean, we wouldn't have had any way to like say no. Mm-hmm. But luckily, he did not do that. So, yeah, I'm actually pro landlord now. I love landlords. I'm renouncing my membership of the MAO community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn. Well, that's
landlord lives matter.
If you didn't see our newest channel trailer, you know, it's been a hard month here in Love from the South. A lot of bad
Truly.
Shit has been going for us. But I mean. We're still on that grind for the people. Gotta post that
for content. Every cloud, a silver lining, David.
Yeah, but of course, if you want to support us, as always, patreon.com/leftinthesouth. But I want to talk about something the FBI, I believe the director was talking about. And they're finally looking into Antifa not being an organization, but more of an ideology people follow.
Right.
But other news also, they're like still like looking at potential like Antifa like nodes, you know, like just in case.
There's like two different wings of belief on this, because you got people like Trump who like don't understand really what Antifa really is, which I would say is what most people are. But then you have people like this FBI director who kind of are like, yeah, Antifa is not really like a group, but it's still dangerous and we have to put an end to it right away. It's like. There's never anyone who's like, oh, I actually agree with everything they're
it's
saying.
It's like, people think, like, Antifa is, like, fascist.
Yeah.
Like, they genuinely think, like, Antifa are, like, Nazi fascist people.
That's like, a horseshoe theory for you, bud.
It's like, it's so weird. Like how the
I don't understand it, but I don't think it matters. Like, do you think it really matters at the end of the day? Because, like,
what?
Because if it weren't Antifa, what I'm trying to say is, like, if it weren't Antifa, it would be something else. Like, it's really just a bullshit way to discredit the movement. And I don't think the name really matters. I don't think any of that matters at all. Cause like they would come up with something. If there weren't anything to go on, they would come up with something. Mm. It's just that this is what they have to go with. So they're going to go with
Black Lives
it.
Matter.
And it works because people don't know what it is. Right. Yeah. Like Black Lives Matter. Exactly. Yeah.
I would say,
and
like
I don't know.
People in the United States are Antifa.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing is like people kind of think it's like this weird, fringe ideology that they can't possibly align with, but in reality, like 90% of people are anti-fascist, you know,
so
because that's
Nazis?
Just if you're looking at in your own interest, then you're probably anti-fascist unless you're rich, because then fascism might look pretty nice to you. And I want to talk to you about something the FBI director said in relation to this. His name is Chris Wray, and he I think it was a congresswoman or something asked him in his opinion, what share of terrorist attacks are done by white supremacists and like, you know, right wing terrorists. And he said it's by far the biggest group of terrorist attacks that they see. Domestic terrorists are far and away most likely to be white supremacists. And he also said, I thought was a funny point too, is he said, we don't really characterize terrorist attacks based on like right wing or left wing. We characterize them in other ways. Like he said, most of the terrorist attacks we see are anti-authority and anti-government, you know, like anarchist violence and militias. And I'm like, those two things are just like so not the same. It's very weird to me that he can simultaneously say white supremacists do most of the violence, but also we look at anarchists and stuff. It's like, which anarchists are doing violence? Like, I'm very curious. Like, most anarchists I know are just like being gay and doing drugs. Like, mm-hmm. No, I don't know any anarchists that are like trying to overthrow the government, and I've not heard of any either. Because anarchy is a word that people don't understand what it means, and they use it in a way that doesn't mean what it actually means, you know. So
they like to fearmonger the word,
right?
Anarchy.
The word anarchy is probably the most misused word in politics, I would say. If not like liberal in America, it's probably liberal, but the world over, it's probably anarchy. No one understands what that shit means. No one understands that like anarchy and communism are basically the same thing. Like, they really don't get that.
Yeah, like, and like the white supremacists, like, they love fucking running people over. Like, they, and I don't know if it, did Trump endorse, like, the fucking running people over?
I don't know, but do you know who did?
Who?
This sheriff guy, the South Dakota attorney general.
Mm.
Like, he, okay, so let me run you this story here. Running people over. This is on the news, running people
our
over.
Discord's lagged.
Attorney general.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, really?
We're back. No, we're good now.
Okay. So, let's go back. I'm going to take you back to the land of running people over, okay? So we have this man, South Dakota Attorney General, General Jason Jason R. He killed a man in a hit-and-run accident where initially, so he's driving home at night, according to local officials. He was driving back from a Lincoln Day dinner in Redfield around 10:30 when he hit something in the road. He reported the incident. Yeah, 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night. He reported the incident to the Hyde County Sheriff's Office and told officials that he'd hit a deer. The next morning, a body was found in the road, that of 55-year-old Joe Bover. So what happened was he hit a deer and then actually hit a person. Right. But here's the thing. There's a lot of like conflicting stories on this because I don't know. This says that he called it in. But I've heard several different stories. I've heard one story, which is probably the worst, and I don't know if it's true, so allegedly. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, he didn't even call in the incident. He actually drove to the sheriff's house and took the sheriff back to the scene, where they then called it in, and then drove home in the sheriff's squad car, and then slept, and then came back, and then like looked into everything, and that's when they found the body, was the next day. I would like to say, I think the whole story is bullshit. I think he knew that he killed someone. I think that he told the sheriff.
He's like,
they conspired together to get away with this murder and to play it off like they hit a deer. And I think he was drunk at the time because he had just come back from a dinner at 10:30 p.m. I believe that he was driving home. I believe that he hit a person. He wanted to avoid the DUI charge. So he drove home, sobered up, and came back and tried to get away with
it. They're like, all right, bro, you need to sober up. You know, go ahead and sleep it off. You know, we'll get this solved for you. You know,
And of course, this is all unconfirmed, alleged thing. Like, I legally can't say that he did this, but like, it looks that way. And things that support that is at the scene of the accident, there are skid marks, which indicates that he knew that there was something in front of him, tried to come to a stop, obviously failed. Also, the skid marks are like running off the road. So like, there's a lot of controversy around it right now. And I think that it stinks. Like, let me just put it that way. The situation stinks, and it does not, to me, seem like what they're saying it is. But I guess we'll find out. They're doing an investigation right now, and, you know, not that that usually ends up the way that we want it, but I guess we'll update you guys and see what happens. Very concerning situation, though. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, Trump probably would endorse that guy. He'd probably love that shit, hitting a guy. Dude, what's better than, like, driving home drunk and getting away with killing someone? Like, that's badass, man.
And then, you know, calling up your sheriff buddy, he's like, listen, I think I may have hit a deer.
A deer, triple parentheses.
I think we need a discard of the deer, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, bro. That is, I mean, it's honestly super fucked. Honestly, you know, he's 55 years old, you know, still pretty young.
So, oh yeah, honestly, for sure. And I don't know anything about the guy, and I mean, it's tragic, but I'm sure this guy will get away with everything, and he'll be found, you know, not guilty. But yeah, like, if anyone has ever been in like a close a near miss, we'll say, like in a near miss car accident or something. Like, if you're paying attention, you don't mistake a deer for like a human being. You know what I mean? I just don't believe that. I just don't believe that story. Like, I've been in a few near misses.
Yeah. You ever almost hit animals?
Yeah. Not animals, but like people. Not people, but like cars.
Oh.
And, or like cars are about to hit me, or maybe like they pull out in front of me. I've had that. I'm a very safe driver, so usually I don't. But like sometimes someone makes a dumb decision and like I almost have a wreck or whatever. But every time I've managed to like escape, luckily. But typically I find that actually time like slows down in those moments and you're hyper aware of everything going on around. Right. Like there's not a single detail that I can't recall from those moments where I'm like, holy fuck, I almost died right there. Or like I almost had an accident right there. I'm no more acutely aware in any time in my life, except in moments like that. The idea that you could just hit someone and be like, oh, what happened? I hit a deer. Absurd.
Keep on going. Keep on going.
Yeah.
What like, a crazy thing to say. Even if I think you hit an animal, like, you're stopping, you know, you're going to at least...
Why would you call in hitting a deer? Like, is that something you need the police for? That doesn't even make sense.
The only thing that, like, makes sense like that to me is, like, I think in Alaska, like, if you kill something, you have to eat it. All right,
I don't think that's true.
Or I think if it's like a bear or something, or like if you kill something, you have to eat it. I'm pretty sure.
Like, that sounds,
I don't know. If anyone wants to like Google that shit, but
yeah,
anyway.
I know like for insurance purposes, you're technically supposed to call the police or whatever. But I mean, he is the police. I don't know. Maybe that's a dumb thing to say. I guess like calling the police, you probably should, right, for insurance purposes. But like. Just the way that he did it and the way that he like he spoke with the sheriff and drove the sheriff's squad car home and like didn't find the body till the next day. Like that's such a strange sequence of events that just stinks to me. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens from the investigation.
Like, almost hit something was like a cow. Like I was on my way back home from a friend's house. Yeah. Yeah. I was on my way back home from a friend's house. And like, I live near like a lot of like farm area. Like a lot of people like own like animals, and like it was like really misty, and like I was just driving, and then all of a sudden a fucking like form is like something's like walking across the road, and I like fucking slam on the brakes, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? That was huge. Apparently it was just a fucking cow. Like someone just cow just Ooh. On the loose, and just crossing the fucking street at like what one and like 1 or 2 in the morning.
You should have adopted it.
I mean, I almost fucking murdered it and probably almost killed myself in the process.
If you were in Alaska, you would have had to eat it.
I would have to eat it on the road. Like
it would be illegal like, not
get,
to.
Take out my wallet, get my fork and knife out of my wallet, bro, and fucking start going to ham.
Make some choice cuts. Yeah, I killed a bird one time. I was going like 100 miles an hour through a farm. Because like everything is like open. I can't possibly have an accident other than one with myself, right? Mm-hmm. So like... I'm just fucking flying because I was house sitting for someone and they lived like 2 hours away. So I was just flying through these farmlands and all of a sudden this like bird just swoops down in front of my car and just gets fucking feathered into a million pieces. And I felt so bad, dude.
Dude, how come when birds get like hit by something in a like really fast, they just fucking, they like just blow up into feathers like Minecraft type shit.
It's because their body's like 90% feather. Have you ever seen a naked bird before?
No.
They're like this big compared to like how big they normally are. It's really weird.
And they got like you should look up. Bones and shit.
You should look up right now. You should look up naked owl. Actually, don't show that on stream until after you look. Okay, never mind. Yeah, we're good. We're good. I'm linking you a picture right now. Mm-hmm. Shit's fucking wild. Open image. There we go. This is scuffed. Hold. There we go. Show it on stream. This is what a naked owl looks like compared to a regular owl.
Wow, that is crazy. Oh yeah, I've seen like the image of like the baby alien, like not baby aliens, baby owls, and like they look like fucking aliens. Like,
yeah,
like
here's a normal owl for reference.
Oh my god,
I'm telling you, bro, they're 90% fur, not fur, feathers, and the rest is just hollow bones. Did you know if you look into an owl's ear, you can see its brain?
Really.
Fucking wild, man.
Wait, really?
Yeah, really. They have like these little flaps on the side of their head that are like ears. They're not actually ears, but they're like something like
can
ears.
You like go on an owl's ear and go and like blow their like
you probably could, yeah. Their ear. You can see their Jeez. Optical nerve mm-hmm. like attached to their brain. It's really fucking weird. Strange as hell. Owls are wild creatures, man. Never shave one though. And don't feed one after midnight and don't let it get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Especially. Let's move on. We got big news in the tech department.
Yes.
You want to hit us with it?
TikTok. A couple months ago, Caleb made a really good video about this TikTok ban going down. And basically, Trump was saying that TikTok has to sell to a United States company or they get banned.
Or else.
So, you know, everyone was thinking like, okay, Microsoft, you know, the president and Microsoft, they were talking. They're like, all right, let's scan TikTok, right? But a new contender has showed up in the field, Oracle. And they
choose your character
are in the running to winning this TikTok deal. But Trump has said that he's not prepared to sign anything off for an Oracle TikTok deal.
Which is weird. Why? What's wrong with Oracle?
I don't know.
Very ironic, by the way.
Like, I was trying to look up, like, does Oracle, like, have, like, Chinese connections or something? Like, are they, like, a Chinese, majority Chinese owner or something? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah. Like, it's very ironic that it's Oracle that is allegedly going to win this contract, right? Because famously, like, in the early 2000s and in the 90s, like, Microsoft and Oracle were at each other's throats. And, like, Bill Gates famously had to defend himself for, like, I don't know how long the interviews were, but he had to testify before some committee for hours and hours about, like, why Microsoft wasn't a monopoly and why, like, they actually weren't. And then they lost, and they were a monopoly, and they were, like, predatory. And it was against Oracle that this, like, problem was first arose because of some, like, software dispute. And Oracle, like, never recovered from that, by the way. Like, they're a shadow of their former selves now because of that, like, Microsoft shit that went on in the 90s. So it's very ironic that it's them. I kind of like it. I'm rooting for them in a weird, like, anti-capitalist kind of way.
Monopolies are, like a big talking, like, big conversation right now. You know, they're talking about, like, the PS5, you know, not PS5, like, PlayStation and Xbox stuff. Like, you know, the only store you can buy from is the Xbox store, PS5 store, you know, and, like, on, especially for the iPhones, the app, you know, Apple and Fortnite, still ongoing dispute between those people. And, you know, the Apple's not, you know, they're not backing down. They don't want another store on their phones. They just want the, you know, be able to buy from the Apple store.
It's a very strange situation. Have you seen that guy that comes up on Reddit a lot who's like a self-repair advocate who talks so much about how, like, it's bullshit that companies are making it illegal or difficult for us to repair our
Linus
own things?
Tactics?
It's not Linus, but it's a kind of a guy like him. Mm. Yeah. Like, this weird idea of, like, closed architecture, kind of like iOS, where it's very difficult to have data, or I mean, have security issues because the architecture is, like, unavailable to users, right? Mm. And you can't, like, create third-party software. You can't run third-party software on it. So it's difficult to have security issues. But you give up a ton of freedom in exchange. It's weird that people are so willing to do that, in my opinion, you know? I don't know. I would rather be able to give myself viruses than not have the freedom to use my device the way that I want to. Let's talk about PS5, though. What do you think about the $400 price tag?
Honestly, that seems very affordable. For, like, the res, the quality,
crazy affordable,
the quality that they're promising. I mean, I know I'm gonna buy a PS5.
I wasn't going to because I didn't expect it to be so ridiculously cheap.
Pre-orders,
but
are gone.
Honestly, now that pre-order's gone forever. Like, you're never getting a pre-order on that shit. So you're gonna have to wait.
I mean, but you can still buy the accessories apparently. Like, if you want to buy, like, a controller.
Yeah, the $70 DualSense controller. That's the only bullshit part, by the way. $70 for a goddamn controller.
Yeah, for real. Controllers.
What are you smoking, bro?
They'll charge you anything for a fucking controller, dude. I was trying to buy a fucking Switch controller, bro. And I was looking at Amazon. I only needed one, right? I only needed one. Because my right Joy-Con controller fucking broke. Like, the thumbstick doesn't go, like, left or right. It only goes up and down.
Damn.
And I was looking. It was, like, $70 to replace one fucking controller. And for the same
They're
price,
so shit.
For the same price, I could have bought two of them. I could have bought just another set of controllers.
And they're so shit, especially the Switch controllers. They're like garbage quality, pure plastic shit.
Yeah.
And like they break in a second. Also, when they first came out, they had that thing where like if you accidentally attach them the wrong way, it just breaks your machine and you have to completely buy a new one. Crazy how expensive those parts are considering how shitty they are. But I think I will buy a PS5, honestly, like the digital one for $400. But like you were talking about with the tech monopolies thing, this is obviously a vibe for like power in the digital space. Because if PS5 can sell, I guarantee they're losing money on this console. Like this $400 console, they're probably losing money on that. And the reason for it is because once you get the digital console, you have to purchase games through Sony. Like you have no other option because you have to purchase games to play them.
Isn't one of the versions of the PS5 like doesn't even have a come with a disc tray? Because like
No disc tray. So no secondhand games. Like the whole secondhand game market, they're trying to just get rid of that shit because they don't get anything from that. Like when you go to GameStop and buy a used game, Sony doesn't get a penny from that. So they it's in their interest to be gone with all of that shit and just have everyone buy everything from them. Kind of like with Steam, you know? Like if you want to buy a game from Steam, you can't go to your friend and be like, "I'll give you $10 for this game. Honestly, you don't play it anymore."
Like I hated like having to go to GameStop or like waiting for, to like go to somewhere to collect my like game, because then I have to like interact with the people. Like there might be a long ass line. But if I'm at home and I bought my game off my PS5, I just gotta wait for the fucking for me to be able to download it.
Yeah, but like, but you gotta be careful with that though, because you're giving things up. Because like once Sony has that monopoly, bro, that like. Over time, games getting cheaper is a result of the secondhand market. Because, like, when you have a $60 game and it's a year later after it releases, what reason do you have to lower the price? The reason is because people are reselling the game for, like, $30. So if you want to make any money at all, you have to drop it. Because otherwise, no one's going to buy it. They'll just buy it secondhand. But with the digital distribution of games, that's no longer a factor. So you don't have to drop the price ever if you don't want to, because people can't trade games. So like maybe 5 years from now, fucking Modern Warfare 2 will still be $60 because I can't trade it with anyone. I can't do secondhand trade. That's very concerning to me. I think people are going to suffer from that. But I'm hoping that we move towards more fair ways. Like, what do you think about the Microsoft Game Pass? I actually think that's a very fair thing.
I love it. Like, there's so many games. $5 a month, it's very affordable. And I'm pretty sure Activision keeps cop prices as high as the game theory thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I never there are concerns though. About not actually owning it. But, wait, what did he say? I'm pretty sure Activision keeps COD prices high as a game theory thing. By keeping the old ones expensive, people are more likely to buy newer title. That's actually a good point, too. But they'll no longer have to even do the game theory thing. They can just do it, period. And they'll be able to, you know, get a higher cost. But that's actually a good point. I haven't considered that. That makes sense, because why would you buy Modern Warfare 2 when Modern Warfare or Advanced Warfare is out and it's the same price?
And now that we're talking about like game stuff, there's a certain trailer you wanted to show for everybody here.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Wait, can you show it? Is it possible? Yes,
we can show it now.
Okay. And if you're listening to audio, you'll have to just wait.
So it was the Harry Potter
boom.
Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy trailer for that game. That was the first time I've seen it.
Yeah.
Live on stream. So you're getting my first time reaction after seeing that trailer. Honestly, the game looks fucking good.
Caleb, it looks good, right?
It looks good. Caleb, are you a fan of Harry Potter?
Okay, here's the thing. Like, yes. When I was a kid, I fucking loved Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. But, like, I hate J.K. Rowling. All my friends, fuck J.K. Rowling. Mm-hmm. Fuck J.K. Rowling. Oh, turf, shit. But here's the thing. Yeah. Harry Potter, kind of pog. Okay?
Yeah,
kind of
pog. It looks fucking cool. You gotta give it to her. It looks fucking cool. It's supposed to be, what is it, open world survival? Action adventure?
Yeah. It reminds me of this really shit game. I don't even know what it's called. But, like, there used to be an open world Harry Potter game back in, like, the early 2000s. PS2? That was... GameCube? Terrible. Yeah, I think it was on PS2. I think so.
Yeah,
it was also on PC, though. It was fucking trash, but it reminds me of that. And when I was a kid, I fucking loved that game. It was so sick. There was, like, puzzles and shit, and you had to, like, draw. You had to, like, Wingardium Leviosa, like, do a certain pattern. It was fucking lit.
Yeah.
And actually, like, this game looks sick as fuck.
PvP, PvE, taming.
Open world.
Potion. Dude, sick. Potion, like, dude, I just can't wait to, you know, the house
explore
picking,
Hogwarts. Yes. Oh my god. And it better be fucking, like, oh my god, there's gonna be so much. Well, it's probably gonna be a shit game, but like it's if it's not PS5, shit though, right? Yeah, it's like one of their launch titles, you know. It's like a, I don't know if it's an exclusive though, maybe not.
I hope
knows,
not.
But
I want to play it on my PS.
I hope not too, because I'm probably not gonna get a PS5 on launch. Not that you can right now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to like ask your opinion about supporting Harry Potter, knowing that the author is like shitty. What do you think? I've been talking on Twitter about this.
I don't know. Yeah, because like fucking J.K. Rowling is a fucking turf, but like I love Harry Potter. And, you know, it's like she's already like, I wonder like how much is J.K. Rowling getting from this Harry Potter game? You know, like
right,
like did she just like sell the rights to the game rights away, or like was it a one time? Is she gonna get like, you know, 2% off every sale? You know what's going on?
I think that like, you don't really need to be concerned about the ethical implications of buying the game. I don't
there's
think
no unethical, you know, there is no ethical purchasing under capitalism.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what the person on Twitter said. And I was saying like, it's kind of weird because I don't want to use that as an excuse, right? And we talk about this in Discord a lot. Like a lot of leftists use no ethical consumption under capitalism. Right, exactly. They use it as an excuse to not do any activism. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, I can't do anything because as long as capitalism exists, we're never going to make any progress. Yeah. I think that's kind of bullshit, and I don't like that mentality. That being said, though, I think you're right. Like buying the game doesn't actually really support J.K. Rowling that much. It's a drop in the fucking bucket. I mean, she's a billionaire and the best-selling author of all time.
She already got the paper.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're adding a fraction of a fraction of a percent to her net worth by buying the game, basically. So I don't think that's a big deal. I do have a big problem with the no ethical consumption or capitalism argument, but in this case, I think it's like, it's unethical because it's buying things, but it's not unethical because she's a turf. I don't think that really matters so much. And I think I'll play the game. I'm excited. Just so I give it a go.
We're not Harry Potter is like, anything like that.
No, Harry Potter is kind of shit. Like, it's kind of shit, but I just have, like, a special place for it in my heart because when I was a kid, I watched it and liked it a lot. And, like, the game especially, like, I remember being in my friend Nathan's house. God, I hope he doesn't ever see this because I don't even know him anymore. But, like, I would go there and come early because we rode to school together, and I would just get on his family computer and play fucking Harry Potter all morning. At like 6 o'clock in the morning until we left at like 7:30 to go to school, because I was that nerd. So yeah, hopefully this game's good. We'll see.
Harry Potter was like huge, definitely when I was growing up. If you were like a smart kid, you were like, yeah, I already read all the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, I was that guy. Because like when Deathly Hallows came out, my dad, it was in 2009. I remember it. Mm-hmm. He went into his room and read the whole book in one sitting and came out, and he was like heartbroken because like of what happened, because he was like, it was so cringe. Now that I'm looking back on it, it's cringe as fuck, but like but he was like heartbroken over it, and because I don't remember what happens in the last book, but just the way it ends and stuff, it's like kind of sad. It's like the end of an epic journey or whatever. But also I want to mention too, like, how were people surprised that J.K. Rowling is a turf? Like the bankers in Harry Potter book. Wait, what book?
She released a new book that was like really fucking bad.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But that's my thing, is like, why did it take this new book and like her Twitter to make people realize that she's kind of cringe? Because like in Harry Potter alone, the only Irish character blows up randomly. All of the people who handle money are all long-nosed fucking, like, what are they called? Goblins or whatever? Basically Jews. There's like a million stereotypes in the shit that she just rattles off throughout the show or throughout the series. It's kind of strange that no one saw that shit coming, to put it politely.
I don't know if you heard about the new book. It was like about this person who like murders, like they dress up as a woman to go into like women's bathrooms to like murder people or something like that. It was either murder or like rape them. So it was like really fucking weird. And like she wrote under like a pen name. What were they called?
Oh, Robert Galbraith or whatever. That's her pen name. Yeah, cringe. By the way, anyone who has a pen name, cringe.
Yeah, I think it's so weird.
If you're too much of a coward to write under your real name, maybe you shouldn't be writing it.
I don't get it. Like, why write under a different name? People are just going to be like, oh yeah, that's J.K. Rowling, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think she originally did it because women are have a hard time getting published, actually I kind of understand. But like now that she's famous as fuck and probably the most well-known author of all time at this point, like you can forego that. Like no one's going to care. You're J.K. Rowling. You can get away with it. Mm. So
yeah.
Who knows?
But I mean, we're reaching an hour and 11 minutes here. And I think it's about that time of the podcast.
Wait, episode. Wait, wait. I want to talk about this last one. Florida genetically modifying 750 million mosquitoes and releasing them into the population to kill the regular mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Have you met one of these modified mosquitoes yet, David?
I haven't personally met any of these mosquitoes yet, but I'm
sure. I heard they're cool.
Thank God I don't live near any like bodies of water. So like mosquitoes, I don't go outside.
In Florida, so, you don't live any near any bodies of water in Florida.
That's how they breed, right? The mosquitoes, they like put their eggs in the water. So like if there's water nearby, you're probably gonna get a shit ton of mosquitoes.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
Yeah, because they like put their eggs in the water.
They just go in the water. They just like,
yeah. So if you live near water, that's why mosquitoes are prevalent.
Make friends with genetically modified mosquitoes.
You know, when I was a kid, I was always wondering, it's like, why the fuck don't we just wipe out all mosquitoes? Like, why not? It's like, not like they provided anything. They just fucking are annoying.
I always hear this, like, justification, like, oh, they're an important part of the ecosystem. It's like, well, which part, though? Like, just curious.
They're like frog food.
Yeah.
Fish food.
All my homies hate mosquitoes. Fuck mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Did you know mosquitoes have killed more humans than any other single thing in the world?
Probably. They like, carry disease.
No, definitely. More humans have died from malaria than there are, than, like, God, what am I trying to say?
How many 9/11s did mosquitoes commit?
At least a million 9/11s. At least a million. It's like, it's some ridiculous statistic. Like, more people have died from that than have died from anything else combined.
Yeah, I'm surprised we already haven't started the war on mosquitoes.
That's my thing. I think, like, Bill Gates at one point said that he was going to make, like, this laser device that, like, pinpoints when mosquitoes are, like, flying around and just go, and just shoots off, like, Star Wars laser beams and kills them. I don't know whatever happened to that idea. That probably is actually not that well, you know, it's possible. I can imagine that's possible, right? So, do that.
Just snipe the mosquitoes out the sky?
Yeah. Genetically modified mosquitoes is like one step away from disaster, I feel like.
Yeah, that's like how you start like the zombie fucking outbreak.
Yeah.
You just want
that it's like science or whatever, but you know, science
it's basically
is
magic.
A fuck.
It's magic.
Yeah. It's true. Magic. Yeah. I mean, if you can't tell the difference, then it basically is.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what Grunt likes to say. Shout out.
Yeah. I worry, I mean, I don't think anything bad's going to happen. Probably less mosquitoes is probably like better. Overall, for people, but I guess
I haven't seen a mosquito in months. Honestly,
I mean,
I don't even know what they look like anymore.
I get bit by mosquitoes like at the most random shit. Like I'll be inside sometimes, and I'm like, "Is that a mosquito bite? How? Why are you going after me? Like out of anything?
Because you're juicy as fuck. You're plump and juicy, bro.
I
would suck your blood if I could.
I am.
Yeah.
I must release there's something like it is like. I'm pretty sure it's the fact that, like, there's just some people who are, like, more, like, tasty to, like, the mosquitoes. I think it depends on, like, how much oxygen, I mean, how much carbon, like, you release.
Yeah.
Because
like, your lipids or, like, your acid level or something.
Yeah, that's why there's, like, those machines that, like, kill the mosquitoes. They, like, release, like, a little bit of carbon to draw them in. They're, like, carbon. Something.
What do I look like, a fucking scientist?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
Grunt says it makes sense if you don't want to be famous. He's talking about the pen names. Totally true. I mean, if I was going to write like erotica, I'd probably use a pen name.
Really?
Not that I'm embarrassed, but you know, I just don't want like my parents to read it or something.
I'd be proud of that shit, man.
I'd be proud of it.
I'll put my social on that.
Advertise it, but I wouldn't. yeah. Okay.
But with that, episode 33 of Love This All Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.